We have to live it up for March because there's some exciting stuff going on in March.
Yeah,
what's going
exciting
on, dude?
Exciting stuff. So we just found out, and I was going to say, like, it's just us today, if you couldn't tell. Like,
yeah.
But that's mostly just because our scheduling skills are lacking right now with everything going on. Because
the daylight saving time.
Yeah,
blame
everything on the daylight savings time.
Yeah.
On the time change, it's not the daylight savings time's fault. It's just the time change's fault. We also got some exciting news about the end of the month, and we are officially going to get to hear the crux a few days earlier than we thought we were going to hear it. So,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, there's listening parties on March 29th, Saturday, March 29th. And we're definitely going to be at one of them. We'll figure out where when we figure that out.
Skull Rock will make an appearance somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So Kelly said Charlie's Garden. What song are you most excited to hear on the new album?
So bad that I don't even know what any of the song titles are.
Egg one.
I hate that name.
Fly.
Sorry, Joe.
Fly is another one. Golden Line is supposedly good because some girl who interviewed him, like, already got to listen to it with, which, I mean, jealous.
I mean, Golden Line, I would say definitely. That really sounds like a good one. Yeah. A track listing. Here we go. Sorry, guys. I was on Wikipedia. Lonesome State of Mind.
That's probably the first one, right?
Yeah. And probably Gold Line. What about you?
Yeah. Fly, maybe. I hope it's about like flying, but like not like a fly on the wall. But
I know he's skydove before. Skydiving. He did that before.
Have you ever done that?
No.
I kind of want to, but I've never done it. All right. Well, let's get started on this episode today.
Let's get started.
So as always, we're going to be listening to two songs. We couldn't wait any longer for your favorite song.
My all-time favorite.
We are going to make you wait a little bit longer because we're going to do that one second. But
God damn it.
The other song was a song that nobody has asked to do with us.
Which I'm surprised.
Yeah. So underrated, I guess. And
yeah.
I really like it.
It's a bop. Yep.
It's good. It has some really cool lyrics that I'm excited to dive into. And yeah, so let's listen to Runner. I love this song so much.
It's a good one.
I always forget how much I love it. But like, it's the first song on Decide. It's actually the longest track on the album.
It's what a hell of an opening, too.
Yes.
First, you have that almost echoing beeping, like that. I'm butchering it, clearly.
Yeah.
But it's just such a good sound effect that it immediately hooks you in with the sound effects that he's using.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, just the fact that like he kind of like name drops the album in his first lyric.
Right.
Boom.
So, love and hate decide, money grows and dies, people never change, but I have to try. That's like the intro. That's just repeats over and over again. And I mean, we've talked a lot about how, I mean, even on the crux with Delete, or with Basic Being Basic, it's like, I don't care for money.
Yeah.
Like money and fame.
It's almost like this thing that he like acknowledges, like, I know I'm famous.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to act like a different person because I have wealth and fame. I have to try my best to be my own original person. And I think this is like anthem of that.
Yeah.
Of him just saying like, I need to keep trying. I need to try, you know, because money grows. You will gain money. But then it will die because
it comes
and
goes.
You can't take it with you.
Yeah.
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 And love and hate kind of decide, you know, what kind of person you're going to be. So it's almost like this mantra that he's like telling himself over and over again, no, I need to try to be my own authentic, original self.
Right. And people never change, but I have to try to be a better person, be myself. And I think it's like one of those lines that like it's stuck in your head for sure. And
oh, yeah.
It's a fun one to have stuck in your head. I can tell you
definitely. It's,
from personal
experience.
It just
kind of like sets the tone of the album.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, it starts with those like beeping sound effects, but then I love how it layers on. So like after every like iteration, it like adds another layer of the sound. Yep. So we get some like deeper beeping. We get some like drums and like guitar synth type sounds.
Which I would have paid money to see how he did this. Because I don't know if it was all. I think in one interview he did say there was one song, could have been this, where it was all recorded separately, each instrument, and then they sandwiched it together. So I don't know quite his process with it, but if that's how they did it, bravo, because it came out wonderful.
But then we get a new line.
Yeah.
Take it on the chin, never
which that kinda means
gonna win.
Tell me, like, this is
turn
what I think,
the
take
other
it on
cheek,
the chin. Yeah.
And I take
I
it on the chin.
I hate that fucking saying, the turn the other cheek. No, the fucker slapped me. So the whole, like, you got to take it on the chin. Like, I'm sorry, you know, one of my favorite sayings is you got to grow thicker skin. You got to kind of, like, water off a duck's back. You kind of got to go with it. So kind of almost, this is take it on the chin. Like, you're going to get negative comments. You're probably going to get crazy fans. You're going to get people picking apart your appearance, picking apart your performances and stuff, not being real friends. So you got to take it on the chin and just kind of roll with it because there is going to be a lot of negative with this newfound fame.
Yeah, like you're never going to win, like no matter what you do. I mean, you can apply that. Like I know we always talk a lot about what we think Joe was maybe thinking, but like a lot of these lyrics are universal. Like,
oh, big
this
time.
Is very relatable, even if you're not famous, if you're not Joe Keery. Like, I feel like this is a like universal sentiment. Like,
yeah, like if you've had a bad day, you can't let it ruin you. Like, I had a Monday today, guys, with a capital M, but am I gonna let it set the tone for the week? Possibly, but smart side of me would take it on the chin and just roll with it and try to have a better outlook and mood, you know?
Yeah. And then it gets very, like, it softens at the end of this part and it kind of gets, like, very pretty sounding and, like, calming. So I love how, like, his songs kind of take you on a journey in that way.
Yes.
Like, it's very fun. Do you want to listen to the rest?
Let's do it.
All right. That's why I love this song so much. That
guys,
ending.
Guys, literally, that ending, that could be played in arenas. Like that, like me and Megan, Megan's the head bopper of the two of us. I just kind of listen to it. Literally, me and her, we had hands up in the air, like singing it, getting into it. Like that's a preview. Like, you guys just get a preview what you might see if you catch us at any of the concerts, because holy shit,
it's so good. Oh my gosh, so let's talk lyrics, because there's more lyrics at the end here, and it changes slightly from love and hate decide to love and hate subside, which is an interesting little twist on that.
Okay.
But then people never change, but I have to try. I think I have to try. I'm scared and I don't know why. Try. You don't even know the first thing. Like, I didn't know that that's what it said. It's pretty cool.
No, it's really interesting to actually see the lyrics in front of you.
And then,
not gonna lie.
Those that try, those that don't. Now you act surprised that you're alone.
I love that I looked at you and I went, yeah. Like, literally the people that they don't try to make friends. They don't try to, like, better their situation. They don't try to be, you know, less miserable.
Yeah.
You can't be surprised that people don't want to be around you if you are just a miserable fuck.
That one cuts
boom,
a little
that's
deep.
That's what I got out of it. Yeah. I was like, damn. Okay, Joe.
And then, like, who upset you here? Because dishonesty is honestly the mark that you must live with.
Don't lie to Joe.
Jeez Louise.
He's like fucking Santa Claus. He'll know when you're lying.
Those that will, those that won't. You're lying to yourself about control. But like, I feel like that one could be like, I don't know, this whole song. Like, could this be him being upset with himself?
Could be.
Because I could relate to that. a little bit.
I got to tell you, I will be the first one to admit when I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
When I have been bitchy, been the C word. I'll be nice and I won't say it. But you know when you're less than your better self.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes a lot of maturing and a lot of growing up for you to realize that, because when you're young, you're arrogant. You're like, no, everything I said is right.
Yeah.
And it's my way or the highway. Now I look back and I'm like, oh my God, teenage and early 20s, Stacy sucked. So it takes a while to get to that mindset. But maybe Joe was like, yeah, you know, you're not always this person and you got to try.
Right. Like the whole now you act surprised that you're alone. That does sound like you're like talking to yourself. Like, But the final section of this song.
We got into it.
Oh, man. Because it's like love and hate decide, that mantra that we've been hearing over and over again. But then the drama here. Money, murder, lies.
Girl.
And then it gets like, the future is the same. But then we have why try? Why try? Like, and then it's like that screaming music. Like,
yeah, it almost, I used to think it was actually him counting down, going 1, 2, 3. No, no, Stacy. He's saying, why try?
Why try, try, whoops. Why try, why try, why try? Like,
okay, Joe.
Man. It's,
say that 10 times fast.
It's a little pessimistic because literally the whole song has been like, I have to try. And then the end is like,
he's getting upset.
Why try? Like, because, I mean, you can't, it's a good song to like get all of your frustrations out.
I agree. Yeah. It's, and it sets the tone so well for the album. It's just so good.
Really great song. It's a banger.
It gets you going, man.
Yeah.
Oof, right. That's why I love Decide.
And we're going to slow things down a little bit.
We're going to sit down at the keyboard,
tickle those ivories.
Ivories. As Ralph, the dog from the Muppets, would say. Oh, you know me. Just jiggling the old ivories. Guys, I could voice him. This was my all time. And I discovered this song last year over spring break. Where the hell have I been? I'm just the kind of person, like, slowly I'll get into an album. And there were a few favorites of mine, like Half-Life and A Beginning. And then I was like, what's this Figure You Out? I don't think I've downloaded this one yet. And literally, I was dog sitting. I listened to that song probably 100 times. And I was not sick of it. It is such a beautiful song. And I think just his vocal range, he really shows off that he has pipes in this song.
Yeah.
Chills every time. I think it's one of his most beautiful songs. I think it's one of his most personal songs, is me guessing. But when I went to meet him, our friend Kelly, she made some really cool prints based off his album Decide, and she did this beautiful poster, Figure You Out, which was off a photo shoot that he did. Used beautiful colors. I have a huge poster of it, and I got a print of it, size of a postcard, and I had him sign it because I was like, I need to get him to sign something music-like. I was too scared to bring an album, so that was just perfect, and I'm just so happy he signed it because that is my all-time favorite song. Like, I am hoping, guys, hoping that at one of the shows I attend, he does play Figure You Out, but of course, the new album is going to be out by then, so I'll be happy with whatever, but I'm really trying to manifest he plays Figure You Out. Can you guys tell I like this song?
Yeah, for sure. So, do you want to listen to it?
Let's do it, baby.
Don't cry.
It's such a beautiful song.
It's
if
so
I go
good.
First, play that at my funeral.
So we're playing Figure You Out at the funeral, and then I'm spreading your ashes at Skull Rock.
Skull got Rock, it. Yep. And then you throw the urn at the rock so it makes an echo sound. You got it. Good girl. But no, literally, that intro, that music
so pretty.
Note, so pretty. And it's just like, just the sounds of the piano. It literally, I don't know what other instruments he used, but it almost sounds like chimes in the background. It just really sets this almost like tragic inner monologue that just, I'm getting the vapors. It's just,
yeah.
It's wonderful.
Like, and it is, like you said, an inner monologue here. I'm beginning to understand There's no mystery to this man. It's the simplest things I need. Just my friend and a place to sleep.
Which, yet again, showing that he, like, this is a just us guessing, but, like, he just wants simple things. He just wants friends, a place to lay his head at night. And that's what he's saying. And, but I never fail to surprise. There's a feeling that's new to me. Unmistakably, that's my voice. And it's speaking as clear as day. What do you think
and
about
then,
that?
Well, it's like, I've been trying to figure you out. I kind of like hear it as like, I've been trying to figure you out is the voice that's in his head speaking as clear as day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's kind of saying like, typically he just needs a friend and a place to sleep, but he's kind of surprising himself because he has this new feeling. I don't know.
It's just, I don't know. I think it's literally like, I know I've read on a lot of forums, people have said like they think it's almost like this thing of him talking to himself, like still trying to figure myself out.
Yeah.
I'm leaving my 20s now. I'm kind of, you know, closing to the end of this thing I'm best known for. So I'm trying to like find who myself am, you know, who myself is at this point in my life, which a lot of people come to that crossroads, you know, like somebody literally said, and I have to agree. They were like, I'm in my mid-40s and I'm just starting to figure out, just starting to get my feet on the ground, realizing who I am, have been in my career for a while, kind of, you know, now have a place to live that I can call my own. And a lot of people are like, we applaud them because so many people are like, you need to have your shit figured out by the time you're in your mid-20s. Laughs in 36. Like, no, you're still going to be stumbling and falling and stuff. And I think this might be just Joe being like, I'm just trying to figure my shit out. That's all.
Yeah, that's how I kind of listen to it. Like, I'm trying to figure you out. He's talking about himself. And yeah, like you said, like I'm constantly trying to figure myself out. Like I don't know. I don't know what goes on in here.
I still identify as a child, guys. I have a room full of half dead plants. This dog is half alive. Like, we're hanging on by a string. So, you know what? It's fine. You're still trying to figure it out. You're doing good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely relatable. But, yeah. Do you want to listen to the rest?
Let's do it. I am vibing, guys. That goddamn song is probably the most gorgeous song I have ever heard in my life.
And I think I get the fact that like you could listen to it so many times and still hear something new every single time you listen to it because it's just so complex and just like so many layers and just like beautiful melodies. And yeah, his voice sounds amazing. Like it's so raw and full of emotion. Yeah. Like,
there's this part I always, if anybody follows me, they know what, whenever I put it on an Instagram story, I always make sure it's this part of the song. If the money just wasn't there and the power you had was gone and these people were just like you, tell me then, would you lend a hand? And just like his voice, it just sounds so raw and it's just really belting it out. And even when he sings the word down, like, shut the fuck up, Kiri. You were so goddamn talented. This song literally is, it just sounds like he's getting his heart ripped out.
Yeah.
You know? And if you've had a bad day, like blasting this on your stereo in your car driving home from work, it helps, guys. It helps.
Yeah. I like the, is the memory really mine? Is the story I told just fake? How can you get to know yourself, take a test, and you get a grade? I don't know. It's just so good.
It's so pretty. And it's like either he's talking to somebody or himself, but it's just true. You know, like, is your story fake? Do you think you're being a real person?
Yeah.
You know, but just it just sounds like he's just singing from the bottom. I'm going to sound like such a fucking hippie right now. He sounds like he's singing from the bottom of his soul.
Yeah.
And literally, it's just, it's so beautiful. If anybody ever had to be like, oh, you know, Joe Keery, he sings, I would play this song before any of his other songs. No offense to any of his songs, but I'd be like, this is the song that shows his vocal range.
Yeah,
this shows what a powerful singer he is. And I love that in the last performances he's been doing on this tour, he sits down at his keyboard. It's kind of like a slowdown moment and stuff. And he's playing the keyboard live. And he just sounds so goddamn good. Like, his voice is beautiful. And it just sounds so great with this kind of song, because it's like a roller coaster. It goes up and down and up and down.
Yeah, yeah. I also have to say that I did not know that the line was, or that the lyric was, "Something's in my mind and I'm focused on you." Because it definitely sounds like talking to my mind and I'm focused on you.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Yeah.
It's like, talking to my mind and I'm focused on you. But apparently it's something.
It's when we do our girl group. That'll be one of our songs. Okay.
Talking to my mind. I mean, I relate to that a little bit.
All the time, baby.
But something's in my mind and I'm focused on you. But I love the, like, that line that repeats over and over again. It sounds so cool.
It's so pretty. And then the ending, like, you saw me, I got out of control. The ending is just so pretty. It sounds almost like a radio show, like kind of almost like stopping the.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's like a siren.
It's gorgeous.
From the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is a merman and he has come up on shore to sing me a beautiful shanty. And I am a pirate. I'm setting the scene.
We need fan art of that.
We really do, guys. If anybody wants to commission it, me as a pirate, him as the merman, as a siren, sing me a shanty, and Megan just on the boat, like, what the fuck?
I don't have to be
there
in
we
this.
Go. I want Megan to be in this.
You're,
with her headphones
you're,
still
you're
on.
You're the captain, and I'm the first mate.
Yep. You know it, baby. But the ship sinks. It's a terrible ending. But no, it's magic. Like, if I had to sum up what the vibes I'm trying to catch, that's magic.
That's magic. I love it. All right. Well, that was so fun. Are you happy that we finally talked about Figure You Out?
So happy. You guys probably haven't seen me with this much energy in a while. Like, I love this song. If it's played at a concert, I know Megan is going to just turn towards me and see me geek the fuck
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I love at concerts, like, knowing what the other person that I'm with, like, their favorite song is, and, like, getting so excited for them when they get to hear it. Like, it's one of the best feelings. So,
well, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. We will be back for more Joe.
Well, guys, this was a hoot. Go listen to Figure Out. It's magic. It's merman magic. And catch you on the flip side.
Peace.